Now, when oil was discovered, and then the road, the Hall Road was developed, there's a perception that, oh, there's endless animals, big game,
right.
And if the population just tripled, which it kind of did during the development of the road and taps, what would be the concern? What are the resources like? Why is it fragile? You know,
right.
Do you have millions of bear and grouse? And
right. That's a very common problem, because I work in the visitor industry. The perception is that people come here, they're like, why aren't the hills crawling in caribou like we see on TV? Well, that's the fault of the documentary channels. They show all of the animals in aggregate, and actually, or it's a detriment to those populations, because it leads to the population of people, not only outside of Alaska, but also in the urban areas of Alaska. They seem to think that there's shoulder-to-shoulder caribou all across the whole terrains of northern Alaska. That isn't the way it is at all. This is the Arctic. These are long, severe winters, very short growing seasons. The further north you go, the densities of species decline with latitude because of the severity of the climate. And so the moose density here is 0.2 moose per square mile. It takes 5 square miles to make a moose here. In Fairbanks, because it's in the southern latitude, it's 2 moose per square mile in Fairbanks. And so the caribou populations range between 1 to 3 caribou per square mile throughout their huge home ranges. So when you see all the caribou on TV all in one big gob because the insects are harassing them in the summertime, the perception is that it's like that all for hundreds of thousands of square miles. That's not the way it is. Caribou are aggregate. They're an aggregating species. If you see them all in one place, there are thousands and thousands, millions of square acres of land where there are no caribou. They're all in one place and in one portion of their huge home ranges. When they were going to build this road, first they built the Hickel Highway up the John River and went through battles and up the John River. And the oil companies decided they didn't like that routing. And it's little known in Alaska, but the oil companies illegally went off from what they call Four Corners on the South Fork, and they went and bladed a road up the South Fork, through Rosie Creek Pass to the southeast of Coldfoot, down through Coldfoot, and up this valley, and came across the river right here at Wiseman, intertying into the old, there were mining roads at Wiseman, and they used part of the Hammond Road to go out of town about 4 or 5 miles, and turned off and went up into the Dietrich River. Completely illegally, because they had already picked the John River drainage, and they knew that, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law.